The Netherlands is famous for being one of the flattest countries on Earth. About half of the land of the entire country is at or below 1 meter above sea level, and 25% of the country's land is at or even below sea level. This can be seen more obviously when you look at a relief map of the country like this one. Most of the land here in the north is flat, the land in the center has some low rolling hills, and the highest part of the country is here in the south at just 322 meters above sea level, where the land rises slightly into the foothills of the Ardennes Mountains. So based on what I just told you, there is no such thing as a mountain in the Netherlands. We've constructed over 50 buildings that are taller than the tallest point in the country, but that hasn't stopped a few eccentric Dutch from dreaming. It has been said that God may have created the world, but the Dutch created the Netherlands. Building an entire giant mountain seems unrealistic until you consider what else the Dutch have already done, like their so far victorious centuries-long war against the ocean. Between 1200 and 1900, the Dutch people managed to reclaim 940,000 acres of land from the sea, and an additional 345,000 acres by draining their lakes. But the craziest thing they've probably done was just last century, when they transformed an entire ocean bay into two freshwater lakes and reclaimed enough land from it to add another province into the Netherlands called Flevoland. The Dutch reclaimed enough land from the sea by doing this that it was twice the size of Singapore, and this amazing feat of engineering led some to speculate about what else they might be capable of achieving. And thus we arrive in 2011 and encounter a man named Thijs Zonneveld, who first proposed the idea to build the mountain in a news column. Zonneveld suggested that the flat Netherlands needed a mountain 2 kilometers tall and 5 kilometers wide. Such a huge geographic feature, he argued, would greatly benefit Dutch sports, as the Netherlands has struggled before in games like skiing and bobsledding. A 2 kilometer tall mountain would also enable Dutch athletes to train at higher altitudes at home instead of going somewhere else to train. A 2 kilometer tall giant man-made mountain would also probably become a pretty big tourist attraction, as it would easily become the tallest man-made structure ever built. The Burj Khalifa, the current tallest man-made structure in the world, is only 828 meters tall, which is less than half the height that this mountain would be. It was also suggested that the mountain could provide a huge surface to place solar panels on in addition to large numbers of windmills up at higher altitudes, which together could provide Europe with an enormous amount of clean and renewable energy. But the most hilarious part about the construction of this mountain would be the numerous problems that it would probably cause. First of all, it actually probably is possible to build something like this out in real life. If the mountain was solid, though, it would take up an insane 7.7 billion cubic meters of sand and rocks. Acquiring that much material is actually doable, but the estimated price tag of over $7 trillion to finish the mountain, when accounting for all the time and labor that it would take, just makes it seem silly. For reference, NASA has estimated before that the price to establish a permanently manned base on Mars would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $2 trillion. So, we could either send hundreds of people to Mars and establish multiple bases, or give the Dutch a mountain so their athletes don't have to travel to Austria to train for winter sports. It's a pretty tough choice, but consider also what the mountain would do to the surrounding countryside. Concentrating that much material in a place that's mostly flat and below sea level would probably affect all the land in a 50-kilometer radius around it. All of that land could sink by as much as 100 meters, which would almost certainly put it far below sea level, which means, yeah, the mountain would probably turn into an island surrounded by a lake. This led designers to propose reclaiming more land from the sea and building the mountain just off the coast of the Netherlands. But this just brought up even more problems. Building anywhere here off the coast of Zeeland or in this lake was determined would too badly affect shipping routes near the port of Rotterdam, and building in this lake would create a weird tall obstacle for pilots landing at nearby Amsterdam Schiphol Airport. Basically, the geography of the Netherlands is flat for a reason, and there's really no good place for a giant mountain in the middle of nowhere. This led to Zonneveld and some of the designers suggesting a smaller mountain just 1 kilometer tall, or even one just 300 meters tall, but a 300 meter tall mountain is less of a mountain and more of a hill, isn't it? Over the past 2 years that I've been making videos on this channel, I've gotten a lot of suggestions and requests from you guys related to real-life lore merch. So I'm proud to announce that it's finally happening. If you want to get a Real Life Lore t-shirt or a hoodie with either a windmill or a car that may or may not be a Toyota Corolla on it, you can finally do so by clicking the link in the description and heading over to standard.tv/reallifelore. If I ever see one of you guys wearing one of these in public, I promise I'll say something awkward similar to thank you. But even better, the first 50 people to check out the website and place their order will get 10% off whatever you get by using the code Toyota at checkout. Thanks so much for checking it out. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new, and I'll see you next week for another brand new video then.